This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A driver escaped injury after a signal vehicle crash on Icy Huron County Roadway early Wednesday morning, according to a sheriff's report. Deputies were called just after 6 a.m. December 10th for a report of a vehicle slid off Bayport Road near Pigeon in Windsor Township. That's where road conditions were described as icy and the area is dark and unlighted. The vehicle, a blue 2007 Nissan Versa, had been traveling southbound when it lost control and rolled into the east side ditch, coming to rest on its side. The driver, a 37-year-old Pigeon area resident, was alone in the vehicle and was wearing a shoulder and lap belt at time of the crash. No injuries were reported and no passengers were listed on the report. The Nissan sustained functional damage and was towed from the scene by a local wrecker service and taken to a nearby facility. Deputies noted that the vehicle had been borrowed from a Bad Axe-based company and that the owner indicated it would handle the cost of the damage. The Bad Axe School District's Board of Education conducted an evaluation of Superintendent Greg Newland. The board rated Newland's performance as an administrator as effective, which is the highest rating. Per Michigan's Department of Education regulations, teachers and administrators are evaluated on their performance, which takes into consideration complicated regulations along with several other factors in doing an evaluation. When the evaluation process is completed, the board gives the administrator a rating as being effective, minimally effective, or ineffective. Before being selected as interim superintendent back in 2013, and then superintendent, Newland had been serving as the district's middle school principal. During a four-hour meeting that mainly focused on finances, Tuscola County commissioners approved filling a vacant position while talking about a hiring freeze. The board approved naming the county's deputy dispatch director, Carrie Tabor, as the county's emergency management director, Steve Anderson, as interim co-directors of dispatch. For taking on the additional duties, they will receive $405.53 biweekly until a new dispatch director is hired. According to the commissioners, that decision was made to give the county time to outline a job description for a dispatch director, advertise for the position, do the interviews, and hire someone. Those goals will be worked on starting January of 2026. Dispatch has been operating for more than a month without a dispatch director, following the dismissal of the department's director. Also, commissioners approved allowing Tuscola County Right to Life chapter to conduct its annual memorial service on the front steps of the county courthouse at 3 p.m. on Sunday, January 18th. The event will include a short presentation by a pro-life guest speaker, some singing, and taking of a group photograph. The event will last about 20 minutes. The event is to remember those in the county who were lost to abortion in 2025. And we will return right after this.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of Do It Best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with your international news. The Trump administration has announced a total and complete naval blockade on oil tankers under U.S. sanctions that sail to or from Venezuela, expanding pressure on President Nicolas Maduro's government and firms that trade with it. The order follows the recent seizure of a sanctioned tanker off Venezuela's coast and has drawn sharp rebukes from Caracas and concerns from international observers about the potential impact on regional shipping and energy markets. And Russia and Ukraine remain on the verge of a potential agreement to halt active fighting, according to a senior Russian diplomat, but negotiations remain deadlocked over sovereignty and control of occupied territories. Ukraine and Western officials say any peace framework must respect Kyiv's independence and provide credible security guarantees, while Moscow insists certain regions will not be relinquished. That's been a look at your news, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Lead is invisible, but the dangers are real. Michigan's blood lead testing law aims to help identify exposure to lead in young children. All children should be tested for lead at ages 1 and 2. If they've never been tested, they should get a test by age 6. To help your child stay healthy, talk to their doctor about a blood lead test or visit michigan.gov/myleadsafe. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And from our family here at Thumb Broadcasting, may you have a blessed holiday season.